We continue to pray across America, and today we pray for Idaho and Nevada. Creator of all, we thank you for Idaho, which is our 43rd state to join the Union. Her state preamble reads, "We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings and promote our common welfare, do establish this Constitution. We are grateful for the humility and wisdom given to establish Idaho on godly principles. We pray for protection and increase over all the natural resources, silver, gold, and agriculture that bring great prosperity to the people as they honor you with their first fruits. We pray that your people in Idaho would be wise as servants and innocent as doves. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the capital of Boise and the almost 1.8 million people living there. We pray for the people to get saved, or those that to know you would share their faith with others. We thank you that Idaho became a state in 1890 and the 43rd state to join the Union, that it grows one third of America's potatoes, known as the lentil capital of the world. We thank you for the lentils that come from there. And it's known as the gem state because of the 72 types of precious stones that can be named there and found. 85% of all trout, commercial trout, comes and is sold from Idaho. It is the first ski destination that was designed and the first ever resort ice skating rink and the first world to be lit by atomic power. And Father, we lift up Nevada to you. We thank you for the people and unique landscape as we lift up this great state, asking that you bring forth the new work that you promised, bringing streams of renewal to places weary, hope to hearts running dry, bring revival to the churches, healing to fractured families, protection over the schools, integrity to the businesses, righteousness to the government leaders. Awaken hearts to recognize the work of your Spirit and unite believers across every city and culture, from the northern mountains to the southern deserts and the vastness in between, including the rural countries and tribal lands. Let your Spirit break through areas marked by addiction, despair, division. Replace them with hope, healing, and purpose. May Nevada become a testimony of your transforming power for all generations, in Jesus' name. We are grateful for Carson City, the capital, the 3.1 million people, the state becoming 1864 and 36 to join the Union. We pray that for the government, federal government owns 80% of the state. So we pray that it's used wisely, discreetly, with integrity and high standards, and nothing's abused. We thank you that it produces three of the world's top 10 gold mines in the U.S., and it's the major gold-producing region, only second to South Africa. That we thank you for the turquoise. It's the most top producer, and the most profitable product is wheat. We thank you for Lake Tahoe that's beautiful, huge, losing 12 billion gallons of water just from evaporation. It's that large, and one of the deepest lakes in the world. We thank you for its beauty and its sunsets. So we just say, Jesus, you are Lord of Idaho and Nevada, in Jesus' name.